the readings for the third Saturday of Lent. Bring us the first reading back to the prophet Hosea. Yesterday we heard from the 14th chapter of the prophet Hosea. Today we're in the 6th chapter, the first 6 verses. And just like yesterday, the very first line is the Lord through the prophet Hosea hearkening us to return to him, right? And so yesterday the invitation was gentle and it was warm, right? Remember the tree that the Lord is inviting us to seek shade under, the fragrance of the tree that he has for us to find relief in. And so today the return back to the Lord remains, but the image here is the Lord wanting to get across that he's one who heals us, and he's one that will bind our wounds. And so the Lord wants us to know of him as one who cares for us when we're maybe weak and frail. He's one that will just bind up the wounds, and he'll heal us. And so now that we're marks the halfway point through Lent, sometimes we can begin Lent and we have those practices or Lenten promises of thinking like, man, I'm going to impress God, or you know, or even impress others or impress myself with these things that I'm going to do. And the Lord kind of calls that out here in the gospel, contrasting the Pharisee and the tax collector, right? The pride of the Pharisee lends him to the disposition and the thought of that he had to impress God and that he had to ensure God of his own worthiness. But that is, you know, goes against the fundamental principle here of Christianity, that God loves us not because we are good, because he's good. All right, so we can't earn his love. And so therefore, when we do try to do that, as the prophet Isaiah says, your piety is like a morning cloud, like the dew that early passes away. So in other words, all these efforts that we do, if we're doing it by our own accord, it can very easily just drain away and pass away like the morning dew. And so here's a time for us to reexamine our Lenten promises that we made in the beginning of Lent, now that we're halfway, and to really examine to see to what extent has these Lenten promises that I've made, have they helped me return to the Lord, as the prophet Hosea is reminding us now the last 2 days. Are they helping me return to the Lord or not? It can really be a gut check for us as we're halfway through Lent. And if they haven't, well, let's tweak those things a little bit moving forward to the second half of Lent. Maybe we double down on those things so as to use this time to journey to the heights and to conform our hearts more and more to Christ.